Nearly 3 months after the firestorms that tore through our community, there are still beloved pets being rescued and hopefully reunited with their owners. Joining us on the KSRO Lifeline is Jennifer Petruska, founder of Pet Rescue and Reunification. Good morning. How are you, Jennifer?
Good morning, Michelle. I'm doing well. Thank you.
So are there many pets that are still out there in need of rescue?
Oh, so many. I don't think people really understand how many cats are out there just waiting to be caught.
Now, why specifically cats? I heard that the dogs, why so many cats?
Well, during the fire, you know, unfortunately, and I can't tell you how many people had their hands on their cats and the cats escaped during the fire. Dogs will run to their owners or come when they're called. Cats want to flee or hunker down to get under the bed, behind the cabinets, or a lot of them actually escaped right from the car.
Wow. So how are you finding these pets?
So it's kind of a process. You know, we set up feeding stations around the area, and those are monitored every single day. And after we see that there's activity happening at the feeding stations, we put in night cameras. It's kind of like a little undercover operation. And we watch that and see if there are cats versus wildlife coming and eating. And then we set up a trap plan. We put traps into place. And we have just a huge number of people out there every single night looking for these cats.
So you catch a cat. Then how do you get the cat back to the original family?
Well, again, it's like an undercover operation. We have people who all they do behind the scenes is facial matching. So we go through all of these hundreds and hundreds of posts, and we compare that. Like on tabbies, they have an M over their forehead. So we actually do like stripe matching.
Wow, okay. What about chips? Are you taking these animals to any of the local shelters to see if they've been chipped?
No, we actually have had some great rescue organizations donate supplies. So we have a chip reader on hand that we use to scan the cat right when we get them.
So I'm reading about some of the reunions on your Facebook page, which is Pet Rescue and Reunification. I'm reading about Haley, but do you have a story that your favorite of reuniting a family and their cat?
Oh, gosh, there's so many by now. We just did one yesterday, and it was great. And everyone is special and unique and profound. I can't really pick just one. There are some pretty amazing rescues out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, I think one of the most amazing was Cosmo, who was stuck in a drain in Fountain Grove. Mm. And he was there, I think, 29 days. And I'm not sure why he didn't move out of the drain systems, because they do open up into areas where the cats can get out. However, he had not had any access to food or water. And we found that he was 8 feet down in the storm drain outlet, or the drain down in Fountain Grove. And the Argonaut jumped in with their shovels and their extension ladders and pulled off the manhole covers. And we had to climb way down into these storm drains to spend 6 hours putting a trap in. And he actually triggered one trap and didn't get into the trap. So we had to go back down and put another trap in. It was amazing.
Oh my gosh.
Really just amazing.
Did he end up getting back together with his family?
Home the next day.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. Yeah. So how can people help what you're doing? You've got to have a lot of volunteers who are helping out, right?
We do. This community has stepped up in every way that we've needed help. The community has stepped up. So anyway, if people are interested in helping, we actually have a email address where people can if they want to find out about donating or if they want to volunteer. So we're trying to funnel that into just one place where we can get all that information.
And you guys are going to be there forever. Like, you're not going away.
We're not going away, because as long as we can catch the cats that are missing from the fire, we want to be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is that email address, Jennifer?
So it's firepetsrecovery@gmail.com.
Firepets with an S, firepetsrecovery@gmail.com.
Correct.
Okay,
and
good.
I just can't tell you how important it is that people understand that there is hope, and these animals did survive. And I think many people just aren't looking because they're afraid their animals had perished in the fire. And there are so many that are still alive and just waiting to come home. So.
Well, it's really true that these cats have 9 lives and then some, and they're super resourceful. They're going to go.
Absolutely.
They'll find a place to stay safe and then venture back. So it's great what you're doing. Thank you so much, Jennifer.
Thank you so much, Michelle. I appreciate it.
Sure. That is Jennifer Petruska. She's the founder of Pet Rescue and Reunification.